From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Russell Wilson had three touchdown passes, and the Seattle Seahawks became the first team to clinch a playoff spot, dominating New Orleans last night 34-7 on Monday Night Football. Wilson finished the game 22 of 30 for 310 yards and called it a huge win.
Monday night against a great football team, the New Orleans Saints. They have a great defense. Obviously, they have an unbelievable offense. And for us to come out in that fashion and win that game the way we did was pretty awesome.
Running back Khalil Bell said on Twitter that he has signed with the Packers. The team had not announced the move, but it appears to make sense after Jonathan Franklin was recently put on injured reserve. Packers also did not announce yet who will start at quarterback on Sunday against Atlanta. Wisconsin senior Chris Borland has received the Butkus Fitzgerald Award as the Big Ten's Linebacker of the Year. He was also named to the All-Conference First Team by both the league's coaches and media for the second straight season. Wisconsin senior receiver Jared Aberderis was a consensus first-team selection for the second straight time as well. Some baseball news. The Detroit Tigers sending pitcher Doug Fister to Washington for three young players, and the Baltimore Orioles shipping closer Jim Johnson to the Oakland A's in exchange for second baseman Jameel Weeks and a player to be named later. The Bucks are back in action tonight, trying to win two in a row against the Boston Celtics. They're in Massachusetts tonight. UW-Stevens Point remains at number two in the new Division III men's basketball poll from d3hoops.com. They're also ranked second in men's hockey as well. And the Pointer women's hockey team is in action tonight. They take on Marion College at home. That's sports. I'm Tom King.